Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now, or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile, and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
The NFL and Roger Goodell and Jerry Jones and all the stuff that's happening there is certainly interesting. I think, unfortunately, it ends up being a Roger Goodell contract extension, and that gets done, and Jerry Jones has to back off at some point. One thing that I'll bring up, because I said this before about Roger Goodell, is, you know, why do these other owners... Why I know why Jerry Jones is fighting so hard against Roger Goodell, but why are these other owners fighting so hard for Roger Goodell?
Yeah.
Now, I can understand the fact that these TV deals that have been negotiated on Roger Goodell's watch has proven to be so lucrative for these owners, and these teams are worth a massive amount of money. But there's also so many controversies that have gone on. And a lot of it has been driven by incompetence by the commissioner's office. And plus, you know, we talk about NFL ratings probably too much and the reasons for them probably too much. But the facts are that they are going down. Are these guys rushing to give Roger Goodell, a man who has been mired in controversy, a guy that is probably more hated as a commissioner than any other commissioner in pro sports that I've ever seen? And I'm talking about Selig and Bettman and all these guys that I've ever seen by the fans and the players, too, that you have to rush to give this guy $40 million and a private jet for the rest of his life and a bunch of benefits for him and his family for the rest of his life. Like, these are the things that you have to give this guy, and you have to fight Jerry Jones tooth and nail for. What am I missing? Like, if I'm Arthur Blank, who is apparently a major Roger Goodell supporter, what is it that he knows that I don't know about Roger Goodell that's going to rush me to go into this deal?
Right, and I think we know why Jerry Jones is fighting this fight, because he was on board as recently as April and May with doing this. All 32 owners were in accord, and they agreed, okay, let's start talking about an extension, even though Roger Goodell's contract is not up until 2019. I believe 2019, 2020, he still has at least a year, year and a half left on that contract. And yet they are rushing to get this thing done, and everyone was on board with that until, and specifically Jerry Jones, until the Ezekiel Elliott punishment was handed down. And that's when this thing took a turn for the worse as far as Jones's relationship with Roger Goodell and an extension. So I think you can point confidently at that being the main sticking point for Jerry Jones. Now all these other things that you bring into the equation, and yes, the missteps with Bounty Gate, the Ray Rice deal, and other situations in which the league wasn't looked upon, and especially the commissioner's office wasn't looked upon favorably, you now can rehash, relitigate that situation and say, well, no, if you look at how he's handled some of the more serious things that the league has had to deal with, he has failed. But Jerry Jones wasn't concerned with that back in May or back in April. Now all of a sudden he's concerned with that. And those who are on his side, and I don't know how many owners the number keeps
fluctuating.
Doesn't
sound like a lot,
right,
though.
Right, yeah, I've heard. I should have considered the source. But, you know, I heard, about 18 owners are on board with him, and he needs at least 24 to nix his deal. And that's not even close to that number. And as far as Arthur Blank, this is an opportunity now for the other owners who have sat by and seen Jerry Jones really, you know, wield his power and shape this league in a manner in which he sees fit. Is it an opportunity for them now to push back against Jerry Jones? And they've done that somewhat by excommunicating him from that position he held as an ad hoc member of the compensation committee. So now they feel like they have a little bit more power and they can leverage that power and get this thing done. But I don't know why there's such a rush. Why is there such a rush?
Isn't there 18 months that they
have? Yeah, 18. That's what I thought. That was like 2019, something like that. That's when his contract runs out. So why such a rush when you don't know what's going to be coming down the road, and considering the way he's handled a majority of the serious issues that have arisen, why a rush? Because he may fall flat on his face again here soon when something else surfaces.
I really think that the point needs to be hammered home that every single time Roger Goodell and the people that he's hired to handle these situations, the big social issues, the integrity of the game issues, every one of those things he's gotten wrong. And I don't think that I'm wrong in saying that. I think that it's every single one. Now, people argue about the deflated footballs thing, but I'm sorry. That, to me, was a total joke, and it was another one of those overcorrections, as Jerry Jones said, for the Spygate stuff. And Spygate, there wasn't enough penalty for for the cheating that was going on. So he got that one wrong. The bounty one was clearly wrong because they had to overturn suspensions and fines and all that stuff there. And then every one of these domestic violence issues feels like they've been messed up, because I think that they have. You know, Ezekiel Elliott, clearly in my mind, not enough evidence to suspend the guy 6 games. Ray Rice, we know how that thing went. Nothing was worse than that. So every... Josh Brown, Greg Hardy, you can go on and on. Every single one has been handled poorly. And he'll suspend guys for a year for smoking weed, and then you see some of the other stuff that guys get suspended for. It's just bizarre. So... I understand if you're an owner and you're every year the value of your franchise goes up, and every year your pockets are being lined, and you say, this guy's been in charge this entire time, and even though these controversies have come up, you know, it's on him, not us, and, you know, he takes the flack and we don't. And if I was in that room, I would say, all right, I hear you, but why can't we be better? Why can't we find a guy that, you know, maybe you can't get every one of those things right, and maybe that's unrealistic. But why can't we get maybe half of them right? Maybe even a quarter of them right?
What's your adage? The devil you know is better than the one you don't. And you mentioned the bottom line, and that's the bottom line. How much money has this league made? How has this league really taken off under the mentorship of Roger Goodell? And you could say this is a ship that could steer itself. Maybe so. But here's a guy who's doing the bidding the majority of the time for the owners. He's essentially, their leader, or their proxy, I should say. And he goes out and he finds a way to put them in a favorable light from a financial standpoint. And he's done that. Yet you look at his salary, and a lot of us are taken aback by the amount of cash he's bringing home. And while you don't count other folks' monies, you that's a lot of cheese for what? Considering the missteps that have befallen the man.
Jerry Jones was on 104.3 The Fan. 105.3. Yeah. I'm sorry, I knew that, and Pete told me, and I still screwed up. 105.3 The Fan, where I think he does a weekly spot with them. On 105.3 The Fan, one of our great affiliates, 105.3 the fan, and he said the owners are not trying to push Roger Goodell out.
I've had not one inkling of communication from the league office or any owner that would suggest something that laughable and ridiculous. If somebody is asserting that or thinking about that kind of thing, they haven't. They're not knowledgeable on how things work in the NFL.
Interesting take. Yeah. And then this is Jerry Jones on slowing down this Goodell extension.
Roger has 18 months left on him. We've got all the time in the world to evaluate what we're doing. We've got all the time in the world to extend him. We just need to slow this train down and have a lot of time to discuss the issues at hand in the NFL, have a good, clear input from all the owners, which we're not getting.
Well, you had a good, clear input back in April, May when you were on board with this extension. So what happened between then and now? Well, we know what happened.
Yeah, right.
We know exactly what happened. And does he ever broach the topic of why he's in opposition to an extension when he was for it before he was against it? No, he doesn't. And I think we all know why he's against this currently. And I'm with him. I don't think there's enough to suspend Ezekiel Elliott for six ball games, but it is what it is. So he should just come out and say this is the reason why. But, of course, he doesn't want to show his hand. He wants to stand in opposition, and he's hoping that others will join him. And as we sit here today, there aren't many that are joining him.
Yeah, which, once again, I'd love to hear from those guys candidly, and that'll never happen. Like, I'll never hear that. I'll never be on the inside of that. There's only 32 people and Roger Goodell that are on the inside of that. Why Roger Goodell is almost unanimously the choice to continue to run this league. And I, you know, if someone, when Jerry Jones said in that last thing, when he said that, you know, we're with the full clear input from everybody, you know, makes me, that would anger me too if I was Jerry Jones. Like, okay, so you're just saying yes, yes, yes to Roger Goodell, but you're not telling me why.
Right.
And that's what I need to hear is why.
Well, of course, you as an owner, you want to have, even though you're not on that committee, you want to be privy to all the stipulations within the contract, the compensation package, how it's structured, how this man is paid moving forward. And if there are, you know, unfortunately, there are other missteps down the road. Shouldn't this be more incentive laden in case we have to deal with missteps by the commissioner's office? Is there any recourse for us if he does things that bring, you know, a black eye to the league? You know, not just the players, but how about the commissioner? What if he does something that is tarnishes the shield? So we want a little bit more recourse than we have now. If he's saying all those things, fine. But yeah, if I'm an owner and I want to know the particulars of the contract, of course I want to know all that information, and I want to know what recourse I have if, as we've seen previously, there's some of the shine comes off of that shield as a result of the league and the commissioner not doing a good job leading us.
Papa John's apologized for their divisive comments on the NFL and how it's affecting business.
Oh, damn.
They put out a Twitter apology, and this is how it went. The statements made on our earnings call were describing the factors that impact our business, and we sincerely apologize to anyone that thought they were divisive.
Yep.
That definitely was not our intention. We believe in the right to protest inequality and support the players' movement to create a new platform for change. We also believe together as Americans we should honor our anthem.
Mm-hmm.
There is a way to do both. We will work with the players in the league to find a positive way forward, open to ideas from all except neo-Nazis. Blank those guys.
Well, I love the last part. And the reason they put that in there, because after they came out and derided the league and faulted the league and the protests during the national anthem as a reason for their market share decreasing and the sales decreasing, there was a white supremacist group that came out and ballyhooed that. They loved it. They're like, yeah, this is great. They rallied around it. There was actually a white supremacist publication that claimed Papa John's is their official pizza. How about that? There you go. All in America. We like you, Papa John. You keep giving it to those brothers who are kneeling. So they had to do something, and this is a turnabout. And I love the rest of the things that they say. We will work together because we believe in protesting inequality. And that's great, and that's all that's occurring here. We're protesting inequality, and we're trying to find new avenues in which we can all get together and move forward. That's it.
To tie this thing together with the Roger Goodell discussion, here's another thing I would bring to the table if I was an owner. I would say Papa John's Twitter account handled this anthem thing better than our leader has in one tweet, which is, we believe in the right to protest inequality and support the players' movement to create a new platform for change. We also believe together as Americans we should honor our anthem. That right there, if was said and communicated the proper way by anybody associated with the NFL, this thing would have ended a long time ago.
They have since said that, but they didn't say this a year ago when they should have. They hem and haw and didn't really know what to do. And all the money you spent on PR firms, and you couldn't wrap your arms around this deal, the millions you spent on these highfalutin PR firms, and you couldn't come up with a simple couple sentences like that and to really de-escalate the situation.
Yeah, and go to that anger toolbox and pick the right tool.
And now they're having these conversations, they're having these meetings with players, and they're trying to get a better handle on this. But yeah, a year ago, that's all you had to do. But no, you removed yourself, you detached yourself, abdicated your responsibility. Oh, it'll just go away. No, it'll go away because no one's going to sign Colin Kaepernick. Well, it didn't go away. Others picked up the baton and they've run with it.
All right, coming up next, a bogus update. We've got Dennis Dodd in 45 minutes. Some more NFL to talk about. Keep it right here.
Greg Giannotti, Brian Jones on CBS Sports Radio.
Terrier.
Isn't that what those dogs are called with the hair? They pull it forward right over their, what are those little dogs called?
I guess, you know, there's terriers, a lot of different terriers.
I know. It's y'all don't know what the hell I'm talking about?
You said terrier. I know what a terrier is.
But don't they comb the hair? Their owners comb the hair forward. They pull it forward over their eyes. No. Okay. Never mind. Thank you for your help.
I think they're probably a type of terrier. Yes, that they do that with.
Yeah.
I just don't know which one.
All right.
Is that better?
That's much better. Thank you.
All right. So we tweeted out four pictures at Gio and Jones, and if you want to participate in this, you can. At GIO and Jones on Twitter. Does Connor, who is training this morning, have an SEC Southern College student-style haircut, is what Mikey B. tweeted out. One of my old colleagues in Pittsburgh, Colin Dunlap, said, no, bangs aren't combed to the side hard enough. They need to be combed parallel to the floor.
Ah.
He said no.
So kind of like mine?
Your cowlick?
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
But I don't see SEC from you.
Thank you. Much more street than that.
Matthew S. said, never in my life.
Thank you.
And then said, you know what? Good for him.
Mm-hmm.
Artifact on Twitter said, I have not seen anything close to this, and I live in the South.
Thank you.
Let's see. Daniel Harwell, who always tweets us, big listener, said, yep. I would agree if you put an Ole Miss shirt on him, he would fit right in at the Grove because that hairstyle... Yeah, I just killed a fifth of whiskey and shotgun three beers. I'm going to puke in the red and blue garbage can.
And then make out somebody named Whitney.
Yeah. Identical to a frat douche. Yeah.
Whitney.
Yeah, so, all right. Bob Bauman said, haircuts are like $10. Get your stuff together. Preston said that he's from Virginia, has not seen that haircut before, like Mikey B saw it. And Jeff said that's the kind of haircut that usually comes with a restraining order. So these are the these are the things that they're saying about Connor.
Yeah, welcome aboard, Connor.
Yeah, right. Welcome to CBS Sports Radio. This is the stuff that'll happen. So we'll see. See, look, here's someone who agrees with me, though. But still more that disagree. I will admit that.
Yep.
It looks like he's ready to start for Bama, roll damn tight. So, all right. So, I mean, it's close. I wouldn't say it's 100% what I'm looking for with the SEC haircut, but it's close. It's closer than
it's
I usually
close.
Say.
Yeah,
now
I'm not. Listen, I'm not yet prepared to apologize to those south of the Mason-Dixon line.
Yeah,
we always have each other, Greg, in this.
All right, good.
Yeah, y'all stick
good.
Together. Y'all know what the hell y'all talking
forever.
About.
Forever.
I ain't no. We kick him out of the south.
I still
south
see
with that,
it.
Man.
I still see it.
Kick him out of the south with that haircut.
No, they wouldn't.
They would.
They'd keep him there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Bogish has an update. He just finished his update here while we were talking
this
about
this is true.
That,
so. Guys, as they say, if the season ended today.
I'm sitting there reading a tweet. This guy says about Connor.
Oh, you can hear the typing?
You know he's sensitive to that.
I can. Mm-hmm. I don't know if anybody else. I don't know if it went over the air, but I mean, you were.
Connor did it?
Yes.
All right. Oh,
yes.
Wow.
All right, Connor, that's fine.
Mm. All right, man, we know where you drew your line.
Should we chip in, though, and get my man a haircut?
He said he can't afford it, which was like the pity thing, right? Like, I can't afford a haircut right now, so they made us feel bad about it. Brian makes the most money out of all of us, so go to him.
Yeah.
I mean, you do.
Right, what do you mean? You do. What?
Not a bad thing.
I didn't say it was a bad
thing. It's a compliment.
Wait. I didn't say it wasn't. Relax. So damn.
Why are you scoffing? Why you sounded like a warthog then after that?
What was a warthog sign?
That's what you did. It's like Brian makes the most money.
I did not. No, that's your ass. That's not a warthog.
Actually, that was.
Don't put that on
I morphed into me. I did. He got
all right, Connor, we'll get you a haircut, man. You can't work around looking like that.
I mean, Connor, stick around and a swimsuit model might come cut your hair here.
Yeah, that did happen.
There's a history of that on this show.
Right, it worked wonders for me.
Yeah,
it really did. It changed Pete's life.
Right. Yeah. It wasn't radiation that made Pete like that. It was it was actually Sarah Sampaio.
I tried that. Didn't work.
Yeah, right. So
radiation first, hot girl second.
So it was, she came in and shaved his head.
And Connor, now she hates us.
Connor's trying not to laugh.
Connor, you can laugh. Go ahead.
Pete staring over his shoulder.
Yeah, me, boy. Right. Yeah.
Hovering. Teacher Pete hovering.
So as they say, if the season ended today, it'd be Alabama, Oklahoma, Clemson, Miami in the college football playoff semifinals. The Tide, Tigers, Canes, and Sooners on the top four spots on this week's list. Wisconsin's next in line. Georgia's now seventh. Notre Dame eighth after Saturday's losses. College hoops, number two, Michigan State, led number one, Duke, by one with 4 minutes to go. The Blue Devils then close on a 15-6 spurt to win 88-81 in the Champions Classic in Chicago. Coach K proud of his latest young team.
Not many teams get a chance to play in big moments. This doubleheader is a big moment. So you don't know if the moment or the other team will defeat you.
Yeah.
Is he and tonight, neither.
Yeah, is he typing or in the restroom?
That's me typing.
I was still finishing my script.
Yeah. Old man Grayson Allen did lead Duke with a career-high 37 last night. Fourth-ranked Kansas then got by number seven Kentucky, 65-61. Bill Self tying Roy Williams for second in wins in program history. Fog Allen has 101 more than them. 17th-ranked Gonzaga took care of Howard, 106-69, and number 19, Purdue, an 86-71 win at Marquette. Off the floor, Georgia Tech star Josh Okogie suspended 6 games, having already missed one, for receiving improper benefits from a former friend of head coach Josh Pastner. That according to CBSSports.com. In the pros, the Celtics keep winning, this time in Brooklyn.
Kyrie comes out of the pack with it. Celtics running 5-on-3. Kyrie, lead for Jaylen Brown. Floats it in the air to Jason Tatum, who throws it down with two hands. Timeout, Kenny Atkinson. But the horses have left the barn, and the horses are going to gallop back to Boston with a 13-game win streak, saying bring on the champ.
Ah, be careful what you ask for.
Sean Grandy and Cedric Maxwell.
And the horses are running all over the Beseglias right now in Montclair, New Jersey.
Wow. More Celtic fans at that game last night.
Well, of course there were. I mean, there's just...
Be careful what you ask for.
109-102 win in Brooklyn last night. 13 straight for the Celtics, who now will host the Warriors tomorrow night. The Spurs, a 97-91 win in Dallas, a season-high 32 from LaMarcus Aldridge. And Toronto won in Houston, 129-113. The Rockets had taken 6 straight. Your managers of the year are Torrey Lovello of the Diamondbacks and Paul Molitor from the Twins. He's the second Hall of Fame player to win this award. We find out the Cy Youngs this evening. Carolina Panthers rookie receiver Curtis Samuel and Washington running back Rob Kelly done for the year with leg injuries. The LA Kings lost their third straight, 3-2 to Vancouver, while Nashville's win streak reached 5-6-3 over Washington. That's the portion of the update I typed when I came into the room.
Greg, oh, nice. Here. I would have never known.
Yeah.
So yesterday I showed Brian this video, and I wasn't exactly sure who was involved yet, but now, since then, we know who's involved. So this is a video that Mikey B can probably tweet out a link once we get the story out there. But Tennessee State defensive end Latrell Lee was kicked off the football team.
And expelled from school.
And then kicked out of the university. Yeah. And I'm reading from the Deadspin report of this, if it sounds familiar, because that's what I'm doing. Because he punched the team's head strength coach, TJ Greenstone, during Saturday's game. He punched him twice in the face and knocked him out.
Yeah.
And it's on video, and the video went viral.
Yeah, and Greenstone, a former Vanderbilt football player, and for the life of me, I can't understand why he didn't protect himself. Now, I'm not faulting him for this incident, but Lee should have been kicked out of school. He should have been kicked off the football team, so all that's fine, and we'll see if there are charges brought against him. Greenstone, he's the strength and conditioning coach. He's also the get-back coach. He's charged with making sure the coaches, players stay on the sideline, out of the officials' way, so to not incur a penalty. It's just unbelievable scene watching a player punch him, and also what's disturbing is the players standing around do nothing after the first punch is thrown. They do nothing to stop Lee from punching the coach again.
Yeah. I maybe they're in shock that this is going on. I don't know. So Greenstone's, part of Greenstone's job is to be the get-back guy. If people are assuming that that's why it happened, he kept telling him to get back. And then he lost his mind.
Yeah.
I mean, there's really no explanation for it. He just got really fired up.
And,
you know?
And the dude, he majors in criminal justice.
No.
Yeah. Oh. Lee does. Well, you may be meeting it.
Right.
Yeah.
In a minor in mixed martial arts.
Right.
Yeah, I've never seen something like that.
No.
I've never seen a player knock out an assistant coach on the side. I mean, knocked him square.
Big old coach, too.
Yeah.
I would have protected myself.
But he didn't know the first one was coming.
Okay, after the first one.
You're really going to go that route with this?
Yeah, protect yourself. Whip
but if he had fought the guy back, though, he'd be getting crushed today, too.
No, he wouldn't. He'd
I just think you take your beat and let the guy get thrown out, and then you're, you know, you did the right thing.
Mm, okay, I differ.
I, what are you supposed to do?
You're supposed to protect yourself.
Like hit him back?
No, at least grab him or something so he can't hit you a second time. Yeah, what?
He was just stunned, man. He got
If he was stunned, fine. I'm with you. If he was stunned, maybe he was out on his feet with the first punch.
All right, the last thing you're expecting as the get-back coach is to get punched in the face. So the first
the last thing you expect as the get-back coach is to get it back.
Yeah.
Right?
So he gets hit the first time, and the first one is so unexpected. It's like, what? And then so not only is he totally confused mentally because it happened so quick, but he's also just got punched in the face.
Okay, so he took the first one. Say he's out on his feet. Okay, let's say he's not. He's stunned, but you don't see the second one coming and get out of the way at least?
Yeah.
Maybe you don't punch back. You don't grab him, but you can't get out of the way when you see the second.
I think you're asking too much here. Because he wasn't ready for it.
Okay, I've been sucker punched. I wasn't ready for it.
I mean, you see it in boxing all the time. Like, you know, a guy will get hit, and that's when they know it's coming. A guy will get hit one time. And be like, and
that's what I said. Okay, first scenario, he was knocked out on his feet.
So. If you watch it again, I mean, it just happened so quick.
Oh, man. That's a big dude he punched.
I know it is.
Gosh.
You want to see it again now?
See if you have
the same.
I've watched it multiple times last night.
Yeah, I know, but watch it again right now. I mean, it was so quick.
How is Lee not on the field? With that type of punching power, you tell me he can't strike an offensive guard or a tackle? He plays defensive end or played defensive end? Yeah, man, he was out on his feet after that first one.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I recant my initial assessment of that.
I'm glad I showed
it again. Why is that guy with that type of anger, that type of strikeability, why is he not playing?
Maybe
football is not his bag. Maybe he should be a boxer.
was the offense out on the field at that point, maybe?
Well, I looked at his record. He hadn't played that
much.
He's been sparingly,
okay.
Yeah. So maybe you should take up boxing. May have a future, kid.
Yeah, someone's got to contact him and be like, we could use you, bodyguard firm or something.
Who's our guy? Dana White.
Yeah.
Call him up.
Yeah, maybe.
We have a new heel for you.
I couldn't knock a guy out like that.
You could knock Jack Alone out. Are you just meaning willingly knock someone out, or are you just saying you don't have the ability to knock someone out?
No, I don't have the ability to.
What?
I don't have the ability to do that.
If you sucker punched him?
Maybe a child.
Jack Alone?
Not like a grown man.
Hector? No, Hector's sturdy, man.
Nah,
got good
there's
foundation.
No way. Yeah,
Jack Alone, yeah.
Billy Jack Alone, yeah, I can knock out?
Your breakfast weighs more than him.
Samter?
No, Samter's built sturdy.
Samter, yeah, he's...
A little gnome.
Right.
Yeah.
He's got
a good base.
Yeah, I was just about to say that. Yeah. Good base on Samter. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, that man, he got hit by a bus, and he still made
it
to work that day.
How about
that?
Jack Alone, yes, that's it.
You want to try it?
Yeah. I think we should set that up. You should knock him out.
Just see sucker punch him.
Yeah,
you know what the crazy thing about Billy is? He'd be like, okay, yeah, sure.
Like, yeah,
he'd
would.
He'd be like, hey, no problem.
Yeah.
No, I still don't think I could do it. I would hurt my hand more than I'd hurt him. I'm
no
not that
way.
Strong. I don't have that much in me.
What is up with...
I'm just not. I'm not that strong.
God, self-loathing.
It's not self-loathing. It's self-awareness.
It's
I'm not that strong. Self-aware.
Yes, you are.
I'm not. I'm telling you.
You are strong and you're good enough.
You know, to not knock out another
grown
man.
You can knock him out.
I mean, okay.
It's within you.
All right, I'll do it
I know I'm going to get you highly upset, and then we'll do it. You'll find the strength.
Okay.
Yeah.
You are a tiger. You know how to press my buttons.
You are a lion.
Mm-hmm.
You are Sharknado. Yeah.
It's not going to do it. There's a couple of names you could tell me that would get me fired.
Oh,
make me think about certain people. No, no, no. Go to break before you say
them on
there. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. Go to break.
Hey, this is UFC President Dana White, and you're listening to Gio and Jones on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
He's training on
the board. You gotta own it, man.
Right.
Come on, Connor. Go get him, Connor.
We are making Connor's life miserable for his own good.
He's making us miserable.
No. I mean, I wouldn't go that far.
Dog hair.
No, I mean, he's fine. Everything's good.
Speak for yourself, okay? He's not fine.
I'm just trying to help him out. It's good cop, bad cop here. That's what's going on now. You know?
Okay. I'll smack you, Connor, because I'm the bad cop.
Well, the thing that I'll say, the advice I'll give, is you just got to, everything, you know, host asks you to do something that's reasonable and within the law.
Yeah. All right, because, go give me a bucket of chicken.
Yeah, but don't do that.
Well, that's within the law.
During the show, you go ahead and you do it.
Yeah.
You
know? Like, go give me a bucket of chicken.
Like Pete took his shirt off for Sarah Sampaio, the Victoria's Secret model.
Ooh, that was good.
Got his head shaved by Sarah Sampaio.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's the things that he did. You know?
So we need to find someone to come in early and cut his hair. How many more days are you going to be with us?
I'm here tomorrow, and then that's it.
Where are you going then?
That's just my last day of training tomorrow.
And then you're going to be good? That's enough training? 3 days is all you need?
That's what they gave me.
Okay.
It's very easy to do this job.
He's got Pete training him.
Yeah.
Of course he'll be ready.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Teacher Pete.
All right. Say so.
It's not a lot going on there, right? I mean, let's be honest. There's a couple buttons, a little rejoin, hit the thing. You know where the mic is. Dump
just
button.
Make it rudimentary. It's nothing to this.
It's not like it used to be. When I trained on the board a long time ago, we had cart machines.
Ah, I remember those. Yeah.
And you had to go and you had to stack them up.
Yep.
And go and pull them out off the racks.
Yeah.
And then put them in one by one and hit each button.
Like little 8-track.
Sometimes it wouldn't work. And that's a board
in the good old days, huh?
That was a board op right there.
And now a board op is just.
Nah.
Blah. Nothing.
Really? I mean, Pete would agree. I mean, he does it. I mean, Pete's good with the drops. A morning show board op, you got to hit the audio and the drops and that stuff. That's harder to do.
It used to be a little more intense.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. A little more intense.
A little bit more intense. Yeah, back when I was doing it. Now, anybody can do it.
Basically,
even
Connor
can do it.
Basically, yes.
With bangs.
This show is the easiest and hardest board to run at the same time because with the drops, you have to know the show really well. You have to know where they are and things like that. But as far as just getting in and out, it's as simple as it is.
Yeah.
As it can get.
Right, very simple. Easy and hard at the same time, Brian. Chew on that.
Yeah. Kind of like me, yeah.
Weird. I don't like that. So, this UCLA thing is coming to an end.
You don't like that either.
No.
No.
So now I guess the punishment of what the team or the university is going to give them is still up in the air, right? Like, that hasn't been out
right
there.
Right, and there's a press conference today, I believe, where they won't take any questions. We're having a press conference, but you're only going to listen to us, no questions and no answers, and that's it. We read a statement, and apparently the players are going to read a statement as well. LiAngelo Ball, Jalen Hill, Cody Riley, and we'll hopefully get something from Steve Alford where he'll say this is what's going to occur. It can't get off scot-free. I can't imagine that occurring. So there has to be some repercussions for if these allegations are true and we you're not confined to your hotel if there isn't anything to this story.
Yeah, and I don't want to make it seem like I wanted there to be punishment for these guys because LiAngelo Ball was involved. Like,
no.
I'm not as anti-LeVar Ball as some people are. That had nothing to do with it. To me, it's just like the representation of the country, that university, the sport of basketball. I mean, all that stuff is a part of this. And to go over there and act like that and then get caught and then get big people, important people to bail you out, It did not feel great to me. And I don't want them to go to jail and have horrible things happen to them. I just didn't want it to be this easy for them because I don't even know if that teaches a lesson. So now I can guarantee you, I shouldn't say that, but I feel very, very strongly about the fact that these guys will now just get a slap on the wrist because the way that we look at this whole situation, the way that they look at it at UCLA, it's going to be totally different. They're going to be like, wow, these guys went through this whole horrible thing, and they were worried for a week or so about their future, and they almost went to jail, and they had to be on hotel. Hey, that's punishment enough. We got them out. We gave them a stern talking to, and everything's going to be okay. You're suspended. Each of you guys is suspended for two or three games, and then that'll be that. And then that's going to look horrible, too. It really is.
Why is that going to look horrible?
Because that's not enough.
Oh, it's not enough. Two or three games is not enough. No, and the fact that you put everyone in a pickle and you got everyone coming to your defense, as you've already outlined, and the punishment you really received was not playing in a game over there and having to stay in a hotel room where you probably ate pretty good at that luxurious hotel. That's not punishment. That's like going to camp or something. I mean, and now you come home after all these people have gone to bat for you, so there has to be some significant punishment that's levied here. And I would think the school athletic director Dan Guerrero and Steve Alford have already discussed this, and they have something in mind as to punish these three young men for their transgression.
What do you think?
It has to be. This has to be stiff.
I would say that they're not allowed to play until the first of the year. At the very least.
Okay, I'm cool with that.
So the rest of this month, all of December,
and
then you can come back in January. I mean, is that all right?
That works for me.
Now, I know there's some people that say they should be expelled and they should be suspended for the entire season.
Sunglasses?
I'm not ready to say that.
Yeah.
But I'm ready, because that's a significant suspension in my eyes.
Right, I would agree. I'm cool with that.
The first 2 months of the season?
We'll see you in January.
Yeah, I like that. That seems right to me. Where you're, it's not too much, it's not too little. And that seems right to me.
And then I don't know if this is set up at UCLA. It is at most institutions. You have a board which is made up of student body, an athletic representative, player, or administrator. And now do they have a say in what the punishment is? And usually if something happens on a campus, and even if it doesn't happen on campus, you have to go before that board, and they will mete out punishment as well.
Yeah, and the not answering questions thing, I guess I understand it from a PR standpoint because can you trust these guys? They're still young. They did something like that a few weeks ago. Did they learn enough about life in that time that this happened to answer these questions properly? You might as well not even put yourself in that situation. But, you know, quite honestly, if I was in charge of that, I'd put them out there and say, all right, this is part of your punishment.
Mm-hmm.
You have to face the music now. All right? So, like, you're going to have to answer these questions. And we'll tell you, we'll give you a little bit of prep on how to do it. But what we expect out of you from this university and this storied basketball program is that you're contrite about it, you're remorseful about it, you're respectful to the reporters who are going to be trying to drag you down, and you sit there and you face the music. And if you don't come out of that saying some of the stuff that we want to hear, then maybe this suspension is going to be even more.
Well, you've had plenty of time to decide what it is you want to say and how you want to handle this situation, whether it's the players and also the administrators.
Yeah, so you know, I would say, all right, you represented us horribly over there. As bad as you could possibly represent us, you did that. We had to get a billionaire involved. We had to get the biggest people at this university involved. The president got involved. So now here's your opportunity in front of these reporters, which is not just in front of them, but it's in front of the whole country, to represent us better than you did out there. So go and do that. So instead, they're going to hide them, and they're going to protect them, and all the poor kids, and bullcrap. Really, seriously.
Right.
Bullcrap.
You were grown enough to go and engage in this activity. Now be grown enough to bear the brunt of what's going to be handed down. And it's as simple as that, and it needs to be definitely something that's harsh.
Yeah.
Staying in a luxurious hotel eating room service is not harsh.
I mean, no, it's not.
I've been stuck in a hotel before. You know, you get cabin fever, but it's not
harsh. Sure, but yeah, I mean cabin.
You get tired of the room service food. I mean, come on, it's not always good. All right, a $40 omelet is not always good.
Imagine if one of those guys said that. Like we feel like the cabin fever that we experienced
was punishment
in,
enough
in China was punishment enough.
Yeah. I mean, they kept messing up the room service order because we don't speak Cantonese and I mean, or Mandarin. I mean, come on. That was rough. I mean, I grew up in Compton, but that was harsh. Yeah. And room service food, you know, it gets old at some point. You know, you got all the fine china, the nice plates, and I'm used to paper plates. I mean, I can't do that.
And I know, I think
went
I'd
down
be
to the spa.
Right,
know,
yeah, exactly. Got a
day.
Massage.
Yeah. I mean, I couldn't even concentrate during my massage. I was just worried about my future. That's punishment. Come on.
I wonder how it was. Like, did they have a guard outside of the room so they couldn't leave? Were they free to roam? Like, I don't know the answers to that. And there is something different, too. Like, if they had done this at a local mall in California as opposed to going over there and doing it, I think it's worse because, I mean, it's bad either way, but it's just worse when you're like, these things, like, we look at them as just like it's some stupid game they're playing in China. Like, nobody's really paying attention to it. But, I mean, there's relationships. There's people involved. Mm-hmm. They're trying to grow the game. It's important to people.
Right.
Like, you know, if you get a lot of Chinese basketball fans that are now into the UCLA brand, that means a lot. Like, it's a big deal when
it's
you go over there.
Deal.
You're supposed to act like an adult.
That's why they have these games over there. That's why UCLA, not just UCLA, but the Pac-12 has had teams go and play football games in Australia. Basketball goes to China and other places in that part of the world. They're trying to have relations, business relationships, and you're screwing it all up over a pair of sunglasses.
Usually,
you go to your hotel and eat that room service.
Yeah, right. Usually when you say they're trying to have relations, you mean something else. They're trying to have relations.
That's
you know,
true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, business relations.
Yeah.
And then
right.
That will foster other.
What we talk about here. We talking about business relations or relations?
Yeah. All that.
Mm-hmm. Because if we talking relation, then you talking my language.
Yeah, you messing up the best business trip of my life. Kid.
All right. Coming up next, Dennis Dodd joins us to talk about the college football playoff rankings.
He'll get it wrong.
From last night, it is Gio and Jones right here on CBS Sports Radio.
Whoa. Okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported in 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.